with Atletico Madrid, you know, being very, very tight defensively. And I can see it going, being a very, very close game again. And I can see it going to extra time again. It's difficult to see how this way will go, but is the reason being because both teams will be wiser for the experience from 2 years ago. And I don't think Atletico will go and make those mistakes they did 2 years ago defensively. Because, like I said, they were winning 1-0, and then Real Madrid equalised to make it 1-1, and then went into extra time, and then that's when Real Madrid won it. I think it's going to be a very, very close game, and I think they may, this time, I think Atletico may do enough to beat Real Madrid, but I think it will go all the way. It might even go to penalties, but I think they'll be stronger for the experience 2 years ago, and I don't think they'll make the same mistake again. And I think Atletico Madrid will just beat Real Madrid to the Champions League final. So Sheffield Wednesday, and they're nicknamed the Owls. And talk about them. The reason being, they're into the playoff final against Hull. So I'm just going to talk about that. So keep you up to speed. So Sheffield Wednesday and Hull aim to make the most of unexpected chances. Both teams finished some way off the automatic promotion, but next Saturday night, either Hull City or Sheffield Wednesday will be in the Premier League. So if the Championship football life were fair, Sheffield Wednesday and Hull City would probably not be in the playoff final. And certainly the playoffs make a mockery of the idea of football as a meritocracy. This is an article in The Guardian, simply because they don't necessarily reward the best teams. But really, there is no more appropriate way of deciding who goes up from such a terrifying and chaotic division. So that's a view to be had, you know, if the playoffs work or not. A lot of fans you speak to, they think it's a, you know, fair way of doing things. But obviously, the Football League haven't come up with an alternative. So as I mentioned, the Sheffield Wednesday and Hull City reached the playoff final, which is going to take place on coming Saturday, the 28th of May, and it's a 5 o'clock kickoff UK time at Wembley. And so the winner goes on to the Premier League for next season, which is a fantastic achievement as well for them. So that's looking good for them. And so, like I said, the final is between Sheffield Wednesday and Hull City. So that's like a Yorkshire derby, you could say, as well. So it'd be quite interesting how the teams play in the final. So good luck to Sheffield Wednesday. So any Owls fan, get in touch with the show and let me know your thoughts on how you think your team will perform in the playoff final to reach the Premier League. It'll be a very good achievement if Sheffield Wednesday can beat Hull and get to the Premier League, especially with the new money deal, you know, for next season, with the increased money for the Premier League as well. So if they can stay up, that'd be very good. And wish all the best of luck to Sheffield Wednesday, and hopefully they can come up to the Premier League on Saturday when they play Hull in the playoff final, which kicks off at 5 o'clock UK time at Wembley. So if you've got any thoughts, give us a call on 0114-2425-200. That's 0114-2425-200. It'll be quite an interesting, I reckon it's going to be quite an interesting game. It'll be an open game as well, because both teams are, you know, more attacking minded than defensive minded. And I think Sheffield Wednesday can pull off a victory and get to the Premier League. And I think it may also go all the way to penalties as well. So it's going to be a long evening during that game. So if you've got any thoughts, then let me know your views. And any Owls fans out there, it's quite a good achievement to get this far, and I think you've got very, very good chance of reaching the Premier League for the start of next season. So let me know your thoughts. So that was all your football today. There's been quite a lot of it. And then we're going to move on to the cricket, which was played at Headingley between England and Sri Lanka. Those of you who don't know, the first test took place this Thursday, so it was played over Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday was supposed to finish, but it finished yesterday. So I'll give you the score to begin with. so you know what happened in the match. So first of all, Sri Lanka won the toss and put England in. England were all out for 298. Burstow top scoring with 140 and Howes with 86. And then Sri Lanka in their first innings were all out for 91, with James Anderson taking 5 for 16 and Broad 4 for 21. And they were made to follow on. And in the second innings, Sri Lanka were all out for 119, with James Anderson taking another 5 for 29, which meant that England won by innings and 88 runs. So that was a brilliant achievement. And Johnny Best, your local lad of Yorkshire, he got man of the match for his 140, and he took a lot of the catches behind the stumps as well. So all-round performance, and he richly deserved the man of match performance, because the reason why I think he rightly got ahead of Anderson, who got 10 wickets, was when he came into bat with Alex Hales, England were in a very, very difficult position, and it was his batting that led England to the score of 298, which in the end was a, you know, a more than a fighting total. And it was a brilliant performance with the ball, with the bat, by Johnny Bairstow, and behind the stumps with the gloves as well, and also by Jimmy Anderson picking up 10 wickets, because it was the first time that Jimmy Anderson has performed at Headingley in a test match, because every time he's played before, he struggled. Not sure why he struggled, but he struggled to take wickets. And it shows that if you apply yourself and the conditions are right, it will be very, very fruitful for you. There were wickets by England, both by Joe Root and Moeen Ali, who were out for a duck. And also Compton was out for a duck as well. And Moeen Ali only bowled an over in the game. So that was quite disappointing. So not only did he not, give his performance with a bat, but he only got one over to bowl. So his position, I think, is under threat, and he needs to start making runs. And obviously, he didn't get a chance to bowl because of the conditions were brilliant for seam bowling. But with his bat, he's struggling in test matches, so he needs to improve his performance, because I think he's got a very useful role to play in the England team, and I think he's wasted at number 8. I think he should bat in the top 6, and he shouldn't be used as a spinner. And I think there is room in the England team for a genuine spin bowler going forward, and he can play in the team as a batsman only, and be used as a, you know, a second spinner if need be, because I think he's wasted as a talent, as a just a spin bowler. But that's my thought. And in terms of the batting lineup, I've been saying for a long time that Joe Root is wasted at number 4. Yes, he got out for a duck, but he's been in excellent form for Yorkshire before this test match. And I think he should bat at number 3 instead of Compton. So if I had it my way, I would have Hales and Cook to open, move Joe Root to number 3, Vince at number 4 because he needs to play for a while, move Moeen Ali to number 5, Johnny Bairstow to number 6, Ben Stokes to number 7, and then I would have obviously Broad at 8, Finn at 9, Anderson at 10, and then play another bowler at number 11, maybe maybe even a spin bowler who can bat a bit, and have them in the 11 as well. So that's just my thoughts. So if you've got any views on how England performed against Sri Lanka, you can give a call now on 0114 242 5200, and let us know your thoughts on Bairstow's performance, man of the match, and also on Jimmy Anderson's performance at 10. And do you agree with me that the England batting order should be moved up, and Joe Root should bat at number 3 then 4, and do you think Moeen Ali should bat at in the top 6 as well, and bring in a spin bowler who can bat as well? So let me know your thoughts. Could give us a call on 0114 242 5200. That's 0114 242 5200, and let me know what you think going forward, how England's lineup should be in the test team. And Sri Lanka do have a lot of problems, because obviously playing in May in English conditions is a very, very daunting prospect. And they are missing obviously Sangakkara, and Mahela Jayawardena, who obviously retired in recent times. So that is a big blow to them. So obviously the